Wow. Okay. I would love to get into that process of putting a book together, because that is a heck of a lot of work. But let's dive into the Avon Lake story continues. This book actually continues the first book on the city's history written by Milburn Walker. Explain that whole process and how you were able to pick that up and kind of move on from some of the pieces left by Milburn Walker.
Sure. Milburn Walker's book, unfortunately, is no longer in print, but I am fortunate enough to have a copy of that book. There's also one in Avon Lake's library, but Milburn Walker, first let me tell you, that's a woman. People keep wanting to say him, and Milburn is a female. Sometimes they refer to her as Mrs. Milburn Walker, but her husband's name was actually Howard. Milburn Walker was a teacher in the Avon Lake school system for close to 30 years, and she wrote this book for the Kiwanis, the Avon Lake Kiwanis Club, for the sesquicentennial, which would have been, you know, 50 years ago, and she titled it The Avon Lake Story. And then since we are now celebrating our bicentennial, 2019 will actually be the official year, I thought it would be appropriate to continue upon and build on the work that Milburn Walker had done with her book and do The Avon Lake Story Continues. So it's much like a sequel to her book. And in keeping with what she had done, all of the proceeds of the from the sale of Milburn's book were given to the Avon Lake Kiwanis Club to provide scholarships for students. So this book, also just like Milburn Walker's, proceeds from the sale of this book will go to Avon Lake Kiwanis Club, and they will be using it to support their Key Club in the high school, so that the Key Club members can participate in conferences and do some traveling and networking with other Key Club members.
Very cool stuff. Now, I think what's fascinating about what you're doing compared to what Milburn Walker was doing is that, you know, you're kind of taking a look at what has happened since that book was written. And, boy, Avon Lake has certainly changed over the course of the past 50 to 60 years, no question about that. One of the things you mentioned in there, one of the chapters you wrote was on the Saddle Inn. And you mentioned that that was one of your favorite chapters to research. Why is that?
Because I've lived in Avon Lake pretty much all my life. I had no idea how rich the history of the Saddle Inn actually was. And I remember the Saddle Inn as a kid, and I have been able to watch its evolution. You know, it started out as the Beach Park Station car barn for the Lakeshore Electric Railway, and then it was purchased by a man named William Freelingsdorf when the Lakeshore Electric Railway became defunct. And he converted it into a motel and restaurant. And he did a fabulous job of doing that. He and his wife cooked in the restaurant there. And it was Avon Lake's only hotel in the area. And they were known for their fine German cuisine. So that drew a lot of people to the restaurant. And as I started reading the stories about people that had come to visit the Saddle Inn, I was absolutely amazed. I had no idea that it had those kinds of celebrities coming through its doors. That was a lot of fun to write that chapter.
Well, and as you kind of go through and you research these things before writing the book, I'm sure you discover a lot of things that you probably knew, but also a lot of things that maybe you weren't aware of. The book brings back a lot of moments since 1965. What are some of the moments that you were your favorite to research?
I was very, very excited to discover that it was more than a myth that some Kennedy family members had stayed at the Saddle Inn, the first one being the sister of JFK, Patricia Kennedy Lawford. She was helping him on the campaign trail, and that took her, the last leg of one of her campaign stretches was Avon Lake. So she stopped in Avon Lake, and some of the old newspaper articles reported that she stopped to have lunch at the Saddle Inn. There was rumor that she had actually stayed the night at the Saddle Inn, but I didn't really find confirmation of that. I did, however, find an old article in an old newspaper that said that Mrs. Lawford had ended her campaign for the day in Avon Lake, looking very tired. Well, there's only one hotel in Avon Lake at that time. There's only one place she could have stayed if that's where she was going to make her last stop. And so it just all fit. So I thought, no, there's more to that than just a myth. So I contacted Tom Patton, who now owns the Saddle Inn and the old Beach Park Station. And I said, Tom, have you ever heard this? And I forwarded the article to him, and he said, no, I hadn't heard that, but I knew JFK stayed here when he made his route through here to campaign, which I didn't know. So he had not only his sister, but JFK himself staying there at the Saddle Inn. So that was a very exciting find.
That's a big-time company right there. Sherry,
I'm
curious, as you're writing the Avon Lake story continues, do you have an idea of the things you want to put in there like the Saddle Inn, or as you're doing your research, do you say, oh, I've got to have a chapter on the Saddle Inn here?
You know, I started out to include the Saddle Inn simply as one of the interesting places in Avon Lake. But as I collected the research, I said, oh, no, this has to have its own chapter. And then I pulled it out of the outline that I put together and said, yeah, we're adding another chapter, and it's going to be on the Saddle Inn, just the Saddle Inn.
That's fascinating. So the history kind of helped you in writing the process and deciding where you were putting things here?
It did. I did, of course, have an outline before I even started, and I stayed pretty true to the outline, but, you know, things like the Saddle Inn jumping out, begging for its own chapter, you just can't ignore that. You have to do it.
Sherry Spencer, author of The Avon Lake Story Continues, is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Sherry, just out of curiosity, how long did it take to put this entire thing together?
Well, to actually put this book together only took me a couple of months. However, let me tell you that I've been doing Avon Lake research for about 16 years now, so I had a huge body of research to draw from to do this. So the first thing I had to do was reread Milburn Walker's book so that I could make sure that I paralleled that as closely as possible. And then with the research I'd already collected, tried to dovetail her chapters, covered a little bit of what she ended with, but then carried forward into the current time.
What kinds of feedback have you gotten so far on the book? Because it's just so interesting, just listening to you tell some of the stories and going through some of the research process. What kinds of feedback have you gotten so far?
You know, so far, I can't say that I've gotten any because this book just got released. It was put into print and is newly available. Oh, I haven't had an opportunity to talk to folks who've picked it up and read it yet.
So there's got to be a great deal of excitement then with the bicentennial celebrations beginning back, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe those began back in early July. I mean, with the bicentennial being celebrated throughout the course of the year, that's really got to add more flash and flair to this too, because, I mean, you're going back and you're really kind of discovering a great deal of history and some pretty cool rare pieces of history about Avon Lake as well.
Right, absolutely. And, of course, the bicentennial was the impetus for this particular book. I thought, I've got to do something to honor the bicentennial. This is a wonderful way that Milburn Walker celebrated the sesquicentennial, and I thought, that's it. We'll do that again, and we'll put out another book, and we'll carry some more history forward, and that's a great piece for our bicentennial.
You had mentioned, too, Sherry, that, you know, you've been researching Avon Lake for a long time now. And when you put a book together, too, I think one of the toughest things to do is to omit pieces of information because you can't just fit everything in. And I guess my next question would be, like, what was the toughest piece of information that you were not able to include in the book?
My favorite place to research in Avon Lake is Avon Lake Cemetery. And there is a chapter devoted to veterans that are buried in the cemetery. But there's so much more in the cemetery, so many stories I could have included. I thought, no, you've got to have some boundaries here. Let's limit it to the veterans and not go beyond that. But that's okay. That'll have an outlet because that'll be the next book that's coming out.
Well, I was just going to say, certainly that opens up the doors for another one to come out, no question about that. I want to go all the way back to the beginning of our conversation here when you had mentioned this is your third book since 2012. That really is incredible because there's just so much work that goes into the creation of a book. And, I mean, yours, as you mentioned, kind of picks up where Milburn Walker left off on the city of Avon Lake's history. Give us an idea as to what went into writing this, the process behind putting all this together, because, again, you know, I think you look at the finished product, you see a book, and you say, okay, I don't have any idea how it got to this finished product, but for you putting this book together, give us an idea as to what that process was like.
Well, let's say the first step was to reread Milburn Walker's book so that I could duplicate what she had done as closely as possible. And then after doing that, I came up with an outline of what I thought the chapters needed to be for the bicentennial book. And then after that, it becomes a matter of personal self-discipline, intense personal self-discipline. You've got to commit yourself to dedicating several hours a day to writing, and you've got to be very, very faithful to that commitment, or you're not going to have a finished product within a reasonable amount of time. But if you stick with it, it's just like people who are passionate about going to the gym. You set aside the time, you do it consistently, and you don't skip a day unless there's some extreme reason to do so. And then, you know, it all comes together, and you've got a book at the end of that.
Very good stuff. Well, Sherry, before we let you go, for our listeners out there wondering where they can go to get a copy of the book, where can they go to get it?
Well, they can get it on Amazon. So if they just go to Amazon.com and type in The Avon Lake Story Continues, that's one way. The other is each of the events that the Bicentennial is going to be featuring or participating in, we will have copies of the books available for sale at those events as well. And then Tuesday nights at the Folger Home on Lake Road in Avon Lake, they also will have the books available for purchase there from 6 to 9 p.m. They're open.
Very good stuff. Well, Sherry, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for joining us here on the show and sharing some of the stories and the process that went into writing the book. And I'm sure we'll see you out there when we're making our rounds and celebrating the Avon Lake Bicentennial throughout the next calendar year.
Well, good. I look forward to seeing you.
Thank you very much, Sherry.